the center of the New World. A few years ago, Miami hosted the Summit of the Americas, a meeting that brought together the leaders of all the democratic countries in the Western Hemisphere. Because my advertising agency handles the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, we worked on the summit, and I was lucky enough to be invited to attend many of the speaker sessions. As you might imagine, the speakers were the best of the best. After all, most of them were invited because of their public personas. All of them had spent years and years working on their public speaking skills. To give you an idea of the magnitude of the roster, I watched speeches by United States President Bill Clinton, President José María Figueres of Costa Rica, President Carlos Saúl Menem of Argentina, and President Jean-Bertrand Aristide of Haiti. Each of them was a wonderful speaker who captivated everyone in the huge convention hall. Clinton presented himself as the leader of the free world and spellbound the room with a personal charisma that made each person in the audience think Clinton was speaking directly to them. Menem, too, was a strong personality and awed the room with a show of sophistication and worldliness. Figueres of Costa Rica pounded his fist on the lectern and controlled the audience with a fiery display of passion. But it was the humble speech by Haitian President Aristide that I'll remember forever. After his contemporaries had set the room afire with the bigger-than-life power of their personalities, Aristide walked quietly from behind the podium. A small, humble man, dressed in a simple dark suit, white shirt, and black tie that hinted at his clerical roots, Aristide clasped his hands behind his back and addressed the crowd. "In Haiti," he said, in a voice no louder than a whisper, "we are happy. And why are we so happy, you may ask yourself? Are we happy because we have food?" He shook his head slowly. "No, no. Sadly, we have very little food in Haiti. Many Haitian children go to bed hungry." "Why are we so happy then?" you may ask yourself. "Are we happy because we have abundant natural resources?" President Aristide shook his head slowly again. "No, Haiti is a barren island. We have very few natural resources." "So why are we happy?" you may ask yourself again. "Are we happy because we have superior medical facilities, a robust economy, or a promising future?" "No, I am sorry to report that Haiti is a very poor country. We have none of those things that the rest of the Western world takes for granted." Aristide paused and looked at his shoes before continuing. "In Haiti," he carried on, even more slowly and quietly, "we are happy because we have friends. We are happy because we know that the rest of the world now knows about our problems and will join together and help us." And with this, almost magically, one swollen tear slid slowly down Aristide's cheek. There may have been only one tear on Aristide's cheek, but there were many more on the faces of most everyone in attendance. And most of the people crying were savvy politicians and street-smart journalists, not a group you would think would be so quick to fall under a government leader's spell. Aristide instinctively knew that he'd have plenty of time during the summit to explain the facts and verify his points. But before he could do that effectively, he had to reach people's hearts and make them want to care about what he was talking about. And that is exactly what he did. Because point number two, hearts, then minds, had worked its magic on everyone in the room.